Hey, right before the Mishnah, we just mentioned that they, when the Chazanim would put out the lulavim for people to come pick up the next day, it was not al gav itzva, because they didn't need to dry out the lulavim, but rather al gav itzva. No reason to put it on a rooftop, but the Harabayis was surrounded by a double platform, and that's where they would lay out the lulavim. So the Mishnah on Memheim Ralph asked mitzvahs arava ketzad. How did the mitzvah of arava work? So there was this place called Motza, which was exempt from the taxes of the king, the Gemara explains, and they would go and they would pick these very, very long aravos from there, and they would bring them back to the Beis HaMikdash, and they would arrange them next to the Mizbeach, and they would go around the Mizbeach one time each day, but seven times on Hoshana Rabbah, and they would say, Ana Hashem Hoshiana, Ana Hashem Atzlichana, or according to Rabbi Yehuda, they would say, Ani Vaho Hoshiana, and when they would leave the Mizbeach, they would compliment the Mizbeach, they would say nice things to the Mizbeach. And the Gemara says the only difference was that if Hoshana Rabbah came out on Shabbos, they would do this, they would do the picking of the Aravos the day before from Erev Shabbos, and they would just protect it, put it in a place where it wouldn't dry out, it wouldn't wither over the course of Shabbos. So the Gemara tells us, how tall did these Aravos have to be? Well, they had to be tall enough that they hovered over the top of the Mizbeach by one Amma. So the Gemara makes the Cheshbon that they were 11 Amos, and if that's the case, if the Aravos were 11 Amos long, they must have been sitting on the yisod of the Mizbeach and not on the floor next to the Mizbeach, because they would have had to go up at an angle, because the Mizbeach goes in on the different levels. It's Allah Amma v'nichlas Amma, then it goes Allah Chamesh v'nichlas Amma, Allah Shalosh, so it would have had to, you have to account for the angle as well. So probably they put it on the yisod, they put it on the yisod of the Mizbeach. And this is one of the three drushes that we have from the Pasuk of Isru Chag Bavosim Ad Karnos HaMizbeach. There are three drushes that we have from the Pasuk. One of them is that the Aravos hover over the top of the Mizbeach. The second drasha that we have is called Anota Lulav Be'igudo V'hadas Ba'avoso Malalav HaKasav Ki Lubana Mizbeach V'ikrov Alav Karbon. That if a person does these mitzvahs properly, it's as if he built the Mizbeach and was makrov a karbon on it. And the third drasha we have from the same pasuk of Yisru Chag Ba'avoso Makarnas HaMizbeach is that Kala Ose Yisru Lachag Ba'achil V'shtia Malalav HaKasav Ki Lubana Mizbeach V'ikrov Alav Karbon, which at least according to the second day in Rashi, he understands that this relates to Yisru Chag, that when we have a miniature celebration on the day after Yom Tov, it's as if we build a Mizbeach and brought a korban on the Mizbeach. Then the Gemara tells us a chiddush of Rabbi Chizkiya, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the first of three chiddushim that we have from Rabbi Chizkiya, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that kol mitzvos kulan ein adam yotzi ben el derech kidilasan. We learn from the boards of the Mishkan that whenever you do a mitzvah, you have to do it upright. So just like the boards of the Mishkan, the top of the tree went on the top of the boards, and the bottom of the tree was the bottom of the boards, so too with dalet minim, you have to hold them in the right side up position. The Gemara says this is one of three drushos that we have from the pasuk of Atzei Shitim Omdin. Either it teaches us that all mitzvahs have to be derech kedilasan. The second drasha is Shema Midinas Tzipuyan, that the boards held up the plating of the boards. And the third drasha that we have is that Shalomdim Naolam Lol Me'olamim, that the Mishkan is going to be there forever and ever. But then another statement of Chizkiya Amar Rabbi Yom Mishum Rabbi Shum Rabbi Chai, an Agadic statement, he says, Yachla Ni Liftar Skol Olam Kulam In Adir Miyom Shin Mivresi Adata, that my Zuchus is enough to pater the entire world from judgment, from the day that I was born until now, and if you put my son Eliezer together with me, it would be enough, our combined zuchiyos would be enough to cover from the creation of the world until now, and if you give Yosef ben Uziyahu on our team, then it would be enough zuchiyos to cover us from the beginning of creation until the end of time. And then a third statement of Chizkiya Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is Re'isi b'nei Aliyah v'hein mu'atin, that there are very few what he would qualify as, what he would call b'nei Aliyah, so few that im shnayim hein aniyu b'nei. He says, if there are only two of them, well then I know exactly who the two B'nai Aliyah are, it's me and my son. So the Gemara says, well wait a second, we know that there were many more B'nai Aliyah than that. The Gemara says, yeah, but those were people who are not Mistakel Bas Baklaria Hami'ira. There were very few that were actually able to see Bas Baklaria Hami'ira, to see the Shechina in a clear way. And the Gemara relates the concept that Lo Pachos Alma Mitzlasim B'Shisa Tzadika D'Mekabli Api Shechina B'Chol Yom. that the world always has lamed vav tzaddikim, that are mekabel pnei shechina each and every day. They may be people that need rishus to be mekabel pnei shechina, but we always have at least lamed vav tzaddikim. Then the Gemara tells us that even though it's also to be meshatif shem shemayim v'davar acher, you're not allowed to combine the shem shemayim with anything else, we relate compliments to the mizbeach and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the same time, because they're two different compliments as we leave the mizbeach. The Gemara also tells us a machloka, so the reason that for Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka saying in our Mishnah that they would do chibut arava by the side of the mizbeach is because he darshins kapos tamarim as two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of lulav and a separate mitzvah by the mizbeach. And then the daf concludes with three different opinions of how frequently we would make a bracha on the mitzvos of lulav and sukkah respectively. Rabbi Dov Shmuel says lulav shiva, you make a bracha on lulav each of the 7 days, but sukkah yom echad, sukkah only the first day. Rabbi Bar Bachana says no, sukkah shiva, you make a bracha on sukkah each of the 7 days of sukkahs, but lulav yom echad, lulav only on the first day. And then third opinion, Rabbi Yochanan says echad zeh v'echad zeh shiva, we make a bracha on lulav all 7 days, and we make a bracha on sukkah all 7 days. And the Gemara in tomorrow's daf discusses that machlokas.